Hi there. I'm your host, Ziad El-Ghahari.
And I'm your co-host, Shreesh Kurbanda.
And this is the Coding Is Us podcast. On this podcast, Shrey and I are going to have honest, unscripted conversations about technology. We'll talk about the future of tech, go deep into today's technology buzzwords, and give you a better understanding of the computer science that builds our world. If you're in love with computer science, then get ready, because we are too. This is Coding Is Us. Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Coding Is Us podcast. We can't be more excited to get things rolling. Today, me and Shrey are going to talk about the topic, what is programming? So Shrey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect. So Shrey, for those around the world that don't entirely know what computer science is, or they've heard the words programming and coding, and maybe, you know, bigger words like data science and machine learning, if you were to describe what programming is or what computer science is in just a couple sentences, how would you describe it to them?
In my opinion, programming gets pretty basic. It's basically just providing instructions to a computer to do something, you know, or to solve a problem. And so, it's pretty simple. You obviously can get into more detail with like languages and stuff, what types of programming languages, but to keep it simple, programming is just like a set of instructions that you give to a computer.
Yeah, exactly. I would in fact compare it to kind of like a recipe or something. Like if you're cooking maybe, or if you're baking a cake and the instructions are, you know, preheat the oven, then put the ingredients in, then put it in the oven. That's basically what you're doing to a computer, right? You're just giving it instructions to do a specific task. So when it gets down to it, that's really what all these big tech companies and websites and apps are doing, right? They're just telling computers or apps or even machines like printers and scanners, like what to do, right? So do you want to give a specific example? Like Shrey, what's your favorite app that you use day to day?
That's a tough one. Cause like, you probably know, like, you know, there's so many apps nowadays, but,
How about let's narrow it down to social media. What's your go-to social media these days?
Nowadays, it's probably TikTok. You know, it's a great like source for just if you want to get more information about a certain topic, if you want to learn something, you know, they're great resources. Or if you just want to chill and have fun, you know.
Or, you know, waste time, waste a couple hours, you know.
That too.
Okay, so if we look at TikTok specifically, just, you know, the how it looks, for example, like you have the like button, you have the comment button, you have the share button, pretty much the same kind of things that you see with other social medias. So if we try to look at it from the programmer's standpoint or the computer science standpoint, the people who are actually making these social medias are just telling the computer what to do when the user presses the like button or when they press the comment button, right? So if you want, do you want to add anything to that, Shrey, or did I kind of hit what the programmer from the TikTok standpoint at least?
Yeah, no, I think you definitely hit it. But one thing I would also like to add is like programming isn't just limited to the user's actions, but also just like setting the environment up. So when you see a screen or how like it like scrolls and how it's set up, all of that kind of entail into a programmer's kind of viewpoint too, you know, especially when you're a one person team, you want to make sure like, you know, it looks good and stuff like that often comes into the program or a certain type of programmer.
So that's actually interesting. So the programmer isn't just telling what the computer to do, like step one, step two, step three, but they're also trying to make it, like you said, look good from the user standpoint, right? So programmers aren't really just sitting on their computers typing all day. They're also getting user feedback, trying to understand what would work best in a person's life. I mean, that's why some apps are better than others, right? Like some apps get higher reviews, some websites get more clicks to them because they look better, and programmers often test time and time and again to see what works better from a user standpoint. I mean, Shrey, you have a company right now, right? You have Jody Services. You guys work with different apps and websites every day, right? So what, in terms of feedback perspective, you want to dig a little deeper into that? Like, what do your developers do on a daily basis when they're making a website or an app?
Definitely. So, especially where like our values come from, it's like we strive to provide solutions to problems rather than just like create a website for a random company. The whole like we take it as a problem to kind of develop a website to help a company out for like getting more customers, something like that. And so we're helping solve that problem through technology. So first we have them come up with like a solution, and there's a whole process, but most of the time spent is coming up with a solution, laying the plan out, and then from there, like the programmer spends like almost minimal time just like actually sitting, typing everything out. And it takes like the least amount of time to actually just type out the solution. More time is spent, solving problems and like planning everything out.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that gives some insight into what a programmer's kind of daily life looks like, or week to week life. It's not just sitting down and programming. It's more, understanding what the problem is, outlining how they're going to solve it, and then they finally execute on it. So, I think before we move forward, let's just get a quick word in from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back to talk more about the dynamics of programming and how it actually works in the real world and what life as a programmer look like. So, we'll be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, we're back. And one common thing that people really think of when they think of a programmer is like, sitting at a desk typing, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, just typing away all the time. And what they don't understand is that, like I mentioned previously, they're often solving problems rather than just typing things out. And I want to ask what does a common day in a programmer's life look like?
Yeah, so let me kind of describe to you actually my day as a programmer. So I love making apps. So whether it's Android apps or iOS apps, I just love, the idea of developing mobile applications. So what I do on a daily basis to accomplish that goal is I don't actually go on my computer and start typing away in a code editor. Instead, what I do is I sit down, grab a pencil and paper, start sketching things, writing down notes, figuring out, like you said, what the problem I'm actually trying to solve is. So in Coding Is Us, for example, I'm sure many of you guys have used the app. I'm trying to teach people different programming concepts. So instead of just sitting down and coding right away, instead what I do is in the beginning, I just start sketching out what the screens are going to look like. I start visualizing what the user is going to experience while they're using the app, what they're going to click on, how they're going to be reacting to pop-ups, how they're going to sign up, they're going to log in, all these kind of different things. And I'm literally asking myself questions. I'm writing them down and I'm figuring out answers to them. Then after that, I start getting actual feedback from other people. Again, this is before I start programming at all. So sometimes I'll go to Shrey even, I'll go to some of my coworkers and ask them what they think of the sketches that I just drew. I start asking them for feedback on the ideas. And then finally, once I have everything figured out, I know exactly what I'm going to program. I know exactly how I'm going to solve the problem that I'm trying to solve for the users. Then I actually sit down and I start programming and I start coding away. And like Shrey, like you mentioned before, that's pretty minimal of a time compared to the time that it takes to actually prepare to code. And then after you finish programming, there's still work to be done that's not programming. You're still testing, you're getting more feedback, you're trying to make your app better by just reiterating on all of the steps that I mentioned. You start getting feedback, you start sketching, you start doing everything but coding. You actually leave programming to the very last thing. So the idea of a computer scientist sitting all day and programming is a pretty big misconception, like you said. It's more about problem solving than actually programming. Programming is just the little tiny part of it that's the execution. Does that seem pretty similar to what you do, Shrey, on a daily basis when you're programming?
Yeah, honestly, it does. And through kind of like my experience, I've really understood the value of like the ideation process and like coming up with the ideas, coming up with the solution rather than just going straight into programming. Because when I used to just directly jump in, start coding, I often realized that, like I would hit an obstacle, and then it's just like, where do I go from there? And then I would have to go back to my, pen and paper, find another solution, and it's just way more lengthy, way more effort. And I think the process of this finding a solution, thinking of an idea, is crucial in being a good programmer.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure the employees over at Amazon and Google and all the software engineers at various tech companies are doing the same thing. They're ideating, they're getting feedback, they're sketching, and doing everything possible to make the coding process as simple and streamlined and straightforward as possible. So I hope that this episode's been a pretty good insight into what programming actually is and kind of highlighting the misconceptions and the realistic definition of what programming actually is for those of you who didn't really have a sense of what a programmer does in his daily life. So I'm hoping that you guys loved this first episode, and we're really hoping to kick this off with a bang. So stay tuned for our future episodes on careers in technology, machine learning, blockchain, and the future of technology as a whole. So thank you guys for listening. Thanks for listening to the Coding Is Us podcast. Coding Is Us is a community of innovators that are changing the world using technology. We connect with people from around the world in different ways, like this podcast, to have genuine, innovative conversations about technology. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and even TikTok at Coding Is Us to connect with us. If you want to support this podcast and help keep it going and make it better, head over to anchor.fm/codingisus/support. Again, that's anchor, anchor.fm/codingisus/support. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.